Welcome to Kindred Spirits. I'm David Freudberg. Our guest today is Dr. Gerald Jampolsky. He's a physician, author of Love is Letting Go of Fear, also Teach Only Love. He's the founder and a consultant to the Center for Attitudinal Healing in Tiburon, California, north of San Francisco. And he's gone through, I think, a very meaningful personal journey as someone who held to the traditional principles of psychiatry. And he's written that he used to rely on Freud and other authorities for answers. Now I do my best to rely on God's inner voice for direction. Could you tell us what the nature of that transformation was?
Hard to do that in the brief time we have, David. I was raised in the Jewish faith and really became a militant atheist the time I was about 16 when a close friend of mine was killed in an automobile accident, and remained a militant atheist most of my life. And in the late 1960s, early 1970s, I found myself in a position, according to the world's laws, of really having pretty much everything I wanted. I had tremendous prestige, power through money, a lot of physical things, green Austin Healey and a special hat that went with it. People who came to see me in my medical practice seemed to do very well. And yet I found I was unhappy. I couldn't understand why. It wasn't until years later, in talking with Mother Teresa, when she was describing the problems that really face us today is not people who are dying in India or not inflation, but spiritual deprivation, feeling of being separate from each other and feeling of being unlovable and unloving. And as I look back, I believe that's what I was suffering from, didn't know it then. And what happened, actually, was I went according to the rules of the land, I think, and I think the world has a law that says if something goes wrong in your life, find someone to blame. So I blamed my wife, though she hadn't really done anything, and a 20-year marriage went down the tubes, a very painful divorce, and I handled my fear and guilt by becoming an alcoholic, developing incapacity and back pains. Spiritual transformation and God were the last things that I wanted. And yet a friend of mine introduced me to some books that were then unpublished called A Course in Miracles. And I really didn't want to read them, and I said, well, I'll read one page just to placate the person and get the person off my back. And I had the most amazing experience, David. I've heard a little inner voice for the first time that said, physician, heal thyself, this is your way home. And I had an experience which I don't believe words can describe. It was a feeling of feeling absolute oneness with the world and everything in it. Since there was just no separation, just love. And a feeling of a commitment that I was to serve God, of being of service to my fellow man. These books had a particular philosophy that said there are only two emotions, love and fear. Fear is something that our mind invented, and love is something that is really our natural inheritance. And had some daily lessons like forgiveness is the key to happiness. My mind can change all thoughts that hurt. I'm not a victim of the world I see. And I began to experience moments of peace that I'd never really experienced before. And I've continued to be on a spiritual pathway since that time, doing my best to see other people as loving or giving a call for help for love. And realizing that love doesn't depend on performance.